There's a reason people caution young couples to think twice before having children. It is a huge responsibility, having to care for lives besides your own. And you shouldn't have to rely on school teachers to care for your own children when you can no longer afford to or have the energy to care for them, especially if they are disabled. One comment by a parent during one of the COVID-19 press conferences by our Ministry of Health has caught the attention of netizens, as showcased by Fetri Yahya, where the parent asked for Persachan Kanak Kanak Istimewa PKKI schools to be reopened because they no longer have the patience to care for their disabled child. https://www.facebook.com/101501323506430525/photos/a.101501399118205/101637084180525/3 Fetri poetically wrote, "Is that not your own child?" Comment written without a hint of shame. Teachers are not someone you should unload all the burdens you are unwilling to take on. Every child is a light that will take us to heaven in the end. I feel sympathy for the child. Teachers reading this will feel crushed. What is the fate of adults if teachers were longer around? The insensitive parent wrote, "Please reopen PKKI schools for disabled children. Parents can no longer afford to care for disabled children at home for too long." Other parents of disabled children took to the comment section to share their opinions. This comment goes, "My kid studies in a year 2 PKKI class. My child has mild autism. Every day I worry about sending them to school, especially during this diseased season. I already felt uneasy to send them to school before the movement control order, MCO, even started. When the MCO started, I felt thankful that they could stay at home with me. I feel worried that it is not safe for them to be outside, because I love my child." This comment says, "My child goes to a PKKI school too. It's so fun for them to do their school work and activities given by PKKI teachers through WhatsApp and online portals. PKKI teachers continuously sent guides and school work. They are not babysitters but educators, mentors to disabled children. Thank you to all the PKKI teachers, especially the teachers at Sekolah Kabangsaan P16 2 Putrajaya. Moreover, disabled children are considered to be at a higher risk of the COVID-19 virus, making them easier targets when they are allowed to return to school. It's truly sad to see that there are parents who are unwilling to care for their own children, and assume that teachers are meant to ease their responsibilities. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section." Also read, 11-year-old girl feeds and carries her disabled father every day, putting aside studies and childhood. You have reached the end of this story.